Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. Give me the words that will bring new life. Words on the wings of the morning, the dark night will fade away.
Nothing is predictable. These are times where, I mean, you can't predict according in the flesh. You can't look at tomorrow and say, tomorrow's going to be like this. You know, after we've experienced what we've experienced last year with 9/11, you never know. The only thing you know for sure is that Jesus is coming. And the only thing you really know for sure is that you're going to be all right. Amen. That no matter what happens, that you have that assurity that you belong to God and God belongs to you and you're going to win. No matter what happens, no matter who comes or who goes, everything's going to be all right. You know what, saints? We've got to get to the point to where we develop our prayer life, where we develop ourselves in the Word of God, that we develop ourselves spiritually, that we should not walk by sight in these days, because we'll miss it. We, you know, walking by sight is walking through, you know, hey, look, I've looked at this way, and usually on Monday this happens, usually on Christmas this happens, usually this goes on. Most naturally, I should do this because of who I am and what I am and what's going on. But these are the last days, these are the evil days when the saints of God are going to shine, because we're the ones that are going to be able to function. And I believe that word. How many believe in prophetic words? There was in visions, and God does different things. I believe we're finally entering into that season to where, you know what, the only ones that are truly going to be able to function is the believer that has his ear to the heart of God, has his ear to the whisper of God, that he has confidence. I think the only people that can truly walk with confidence in days like today and in seasons like that we've just gone through and seasons that we're predicting we are to go through is the believer, because we can walk on a prophetic word. And the prophetic word of God, you know, what God speaks to your heart, you get an agreement with it, you put your heart to it, it won't change. It'll come to pass no matter what happens. Look at somebody and tell them, God still speaks today. Therefore, be encouraged. Look at somebody and say, tune in. You know what? We've been abiding in the prophetic for about a year and didn't even know it. You know, we got several different sermons that we have to edit and several different things we have to do. Yesterday, I was just moving, and it takes a long time to move sermons because these big mega files from one computer to the other computer. And in order to make those files, those audio waves smaller, move a little bit quicker, you have to make them smaller. So I was saying, well, look, these things are so big, I got to make them smaller. So I would open up a track, or I'd open up a wave file that would be a message or a teaching or some service, some play, anywhere sporadic. I just open it up. And every time I open one up, guess what happened? God spoke. He will get his message across if you're listening. And those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of God is saying, listen, listen with all of your heart and trust him. Something supernatural happened. And I want to just give it a little bit to you. I'm going to give you a prophetic word that was already given, that you might be able to increase your faith in the prophetic. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the what? The word. Everybody say faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word. How many of you got to do some things? How many of you know that God wants you to accomplish some things in your life, and he wants you to do some things? And everything God does, he does it by faith. Amen. And faith is what? Action. The Bible says faith without works is what? Dead. How many of you want to do the works of God? Amen. How many of you want to do the work of God? Amen. You want to do the things that God tells you to do. You want to start to manifest some things in your life. You want to get that assignment accomplished. Well, in order for you to step out and do what God wants you to do, in order for you to stand out by faith, you're going to have to hear what God is saying. And I tell you what, if you get a certainty that God's telling you to do something and you're starting to get signs and wonders and you've tuned up your ear prophetically, and 10 people came to you today and say, hey, look, brother, God's telling me that you're supposed to love somebody or God wants you to go meet one particular person. Now, if one person came to you and said that, you'd probably blow it off. But if you went all day long and about 5 people came to you and they were all mentioning that name, what would you think? You'd think, maybe God's trying to tell me something. Some say spirit-led. Well, we had a prophetic word that we didn't take too much of about way back on this date was, I think, was January the 9th, 2001. You ever say January the 9th, 2001? Everybody say that. We were sitting up here in church, and all of a sudden, we were talking about healing. And I believe you were there. Some say faith that comes by hearing. How many of you want to step out in faith? Amen. You just don't want to step out in nothing. Amen. How many of you want to step out in the divine will of God? Amen. You need to step out in what God told you to do with confidence. And faith is nothing but confidence and assurance. You know, you'll step out to do stuff because you know that's what God wants you to do. It's a terrible thing to live in and not have a clue what you're supposed to do. You know what? And be on your own and just guess. This is a big book. There is no way possible that all of us can do all the things in this book. And you know what? Everything that you read in this book, everything the prophets did, everything the apostles did, doesn't mean you have to do it. Hallelujah. Moses split the Red Sea. I'm not going to Israel to split no water. Amen. He didn't call me to build any temples and do those things. He called me to build this house. Amen. So everything we read in the Bible is not necessarily for us. Unless he says, listen, he told us all that we could heal the sick and raise the dead and speak in new tongues. And those things he told us we can do. But many signs and wonders that you see, you don't need to have faith in that. You know why? Even though they did happen, because that's not for you to do. But there's a work of God that he's put on the inside of you that you're to do. And you know how they did those works? They know that God told them to do it. And God's going to be revealing some things to you through his spirit, by his word, in dreams, through open vision, through the prophetic word, and you're going to step out this year. You're going to step out this season. You're going to step out in faith. And faith is just not guessing. A lot of people say, I'm just going to step out in faith. Well, you can't step out in faith unless you know that's what God said. The Bible says God is the author and the finisher of our faith. Don't step out in any faith that God didn't author. So many people are just stepping out in presumption and you know what? I just feel like doing it. It'd be a good idea for me. Why not just jump out and do it? You know, I think I'm going to jump out in front of that bullet. You're going to get killed. But there are some supernatural things that you're going to do. Amen. But God doesn't want you to jump out in anything unless you have on the inside of you confidence that that's what the Holy Ghost wants you to do. That's what the Holy Ghost wants you to be. And as soon as somebody says, as soon as I get the faith, and that faith is nothing. I know that God told me. I'm not guessing. I'm not trying to figure it out and see. I'm not going to do it and then find out whether he said it or not. But before I even jump out there, I know it's God. Amen. That's the faith that God wants you to operate in this year. So if you step out in business, you know through the prophetic word, through the written word, through prayer, you have a peace on the inside of your heart and you know that's God. So you're going to walk out in that thing. When things get rough, you'll still be walking. Why? Because you're not looking for the evidence of that thing or the fruit of that thing to give you confidence. You've got to have the confidence for it before you start. Many times we're looking at the outward condition. We're looking at outward circumstances and trying to build our faith on that. We are supposed to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. The only thing that is to give the believer confidence, it's the word of the Lord. In his word alone will we trust. So then you'll be able to stand because the Bible says faith. Somebody say faith. Faith. Now, you know, it's all. How many of you want to please God this next year, in this next season? How many want to do some works that please the Lord? The Bible says faith pleases God. Faith pleases God. You get around the Holy Ghost a lot until the Holy Ghost starts to talk to you. Tell the Spirit of God. I'm not just talking about your neighbor. I'm not just talking about Pastor Rod telling you what I think you should do. I'm talking about something that you know God is leading you to do. Amen. When you step out in that thing, I tell you what, that thing that you step out in because you're certain that it's what the Lord said, amen, that will please the heart of God. Look at somebody and say, I'm going to please God this year. Say, something wonderful is going to happen to you. Say, this year's not over. This year's not over. God can handle it. He can do anything. Amen. If we release our spirit, amen, if we release that faith in God, oh my Lord, heaven will touch earth. And I expect that to happen. How about you? Amen. In Proverbs chapter 3, verse 13, says this, happy is the man that findeth wisdom and the man that getteth understanding. Did it say manifestation would make you happy? No, it doesn't say that. It says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. And the wisdom is the word of God. There is no higher wisdom than God himself. And wisdom lets you know what to do. Wisdom gives you inside information. Wisdom comes from the accumulation of the word of God, of the spoken word of God, of the written word of God, amen, of the debar of God. All of those things accumulated together, guess what? It's going to give you the wisdom of God. Some say, happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that getteth understanding. Look at somebody and say, I understand what's going on. Therefore, I'm happy. Y'all got to say it out real loud because it sounds real bad on those CDs when we just hear Brother Dean or Sister Rita screaming. Amen. So everybody say, happy.
Happy.
Come on, everybody help me. You got to sound like 500 people or something. Everybody say, happy,
happy
is the man,
that gets understanding.
Even in rough times, you can have understanding. Amen. Now, you know, sometimes when you get out to do certain things, things don't go too well. But if you're with God, you can understand seasons. You can understand, you know, where other people are perplexed and they just give up when things just don't quite go their way, when they lose their faith, when they lose their confidence. They lose their confidence because something happened along the way that they don't understand. So they're not happy. See, people think that circumstances and situations give us happiness. No, our happiness comes from our understanding. Amen. We understand that God's not a man that he should lie and that he's got it all under control. Therefore, we're happy about it. Somebody say, happy. For the merchandise of it is better than merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all things that can be desired are not to be compared to her. Length of days are in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. You say, all the paths of the wisdom of God are peace. He'll give you peace in the midst of the storm. To say all her paths are peace. When there's a storm going on, you can surround yourself in the will of God, in the word of God, amen, in the voice of God, and you'll have a peace. Because you understand, amen, that God didn't lie to you. God didn't let you down, amen. You know the end result. So say all the paths. If it's really a path of God, you should have peace. And peace should never be measured. I tell you what, if Jesus was hanging on the cross, how did he have a peace about the cross? He wasn't up there complaining about hanging out. They put the nails in his hand. He didn't say, ow, that hurts. I'm doing this for you people. He hung there in peace. You know, all the threats of hell were hurled against him. And all these little peon people were up there spitting at him and yelling at him, come down from the cross. You're supposed to be God. You're the Son of God. Come down and save yourself. He didn't get shaken. He didn't get upset. He had a peace because he understood the cross. He understood that that wasn't the end. He understood things that they didn't understand. All her ways are pleasantness. And all her paths are peace. Sometimes wisdom takes us through some things we don't understand. even in things we don't understand, or even in things that are difficult, even in things that it may appear that you have to suffer through, things you can't figure out, things we don't like. We just want to lose it. But you know what? You get a word from God and you'll find pleasantness in that season. You won't let the devil steal those seasons from you. In all things, you need to start to claim that in all things, God is a victor. Even the Bible says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Say, God be with me in every situation, that there might be pleasantness and peace and understanding. I said up here Sunday night, Sister Serringer was teaching, and I just heard the word of God. It was just so clear. And the word said, look, I'm going to bring you through this to a prosperous place or to a wealthy place. You're going to get through this to a wealthy place. Nothing else said, but you're going to get through this to a wealthy place. Well, some of us dummies would hear that and we say, oh, that means everything's just going to be great. Oh, that means I'm going to be there tomorrow. Amen. That means I'm never going to go through anything. That means that, boy, that means we're going to have 500 people show up for church Wednesday night. That means that Bill Gates just wrote the check. That means all this other stuff, because God said, I'm going to bring you through it to a wealthy place. That means overnight it's just set. No, God said, you're going to end up in a wealthy place. And you need to take that confidence that even though you might have to go through some valleys, through some difficulties, through some rough times, through some situations you got to exercise your faith with, you need to take joy and excitement and say, hey, this ain't nothing but a thing. I'm ending up in a wealthy place. I'm not camping. This is just a one-night stay. But God, somebody say, God told me where I was going to end up. That's all that matters. The Bible says weeping may endure for a night, but joy, somebody say joy, comes in the morning. I believe the word of God more than my circumstances. How about you? I'm going to read your word and I'm going to let you go. Here's the scripture first. Go to 33. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 33. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. Blessed is the habitation of the just. The Bible says the just shall live by faith, but the curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked. What are those two scriptures? What are those two sentences doing together? Why are they together? The curse of the Lord is in the house of the wicked, but he blesses the habitation of the blessed. What is the wicked person? The wicked person that's out is the person that's out of the will of God. They're wicked because they don't discern. They don't care about the wisdom of God. They don't care about the word of God. They don't care about what God wants to do with their life, which way the Holy Spirit's trying to lead them. They don't want to be obedient. They just want to do it their way. You ever heard the term wicked witch? Everybody say, you wicked witch. Not me, somebody else. Let's call somebody else. Everybody say, wicked. You know, what do they call those people? Wicked witches. The Bible says, for rebellion is as the sin of what? Witchcraft. That's in the Bible. The Bible says rebellion. Everybody say rebellion. Oh, that's a terrible, 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 terrible word. There's just so much rebellion out there. But the Bible says, look, rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. And on Halloween, we usually say, this one want to wear a little pointy hat or whatever else it is. Amen. I want to be a wicked witch. A witch is one that is so contrary to the will of God, to the move of the Holy Ghost, to the move of the Spirit, to the written word. Amen. And to the will of God. They are wicked and they are in rebellion. Some say rebellious people. When we just get to the point and we think we can get away, you know, we want to walk like this. God's trying to tell us something. He's trying to lead us in a way. You know, everywhere you turn, you see it on the billboards. You hear it on the radio. You hear Pastor Rod talking about it. Amen. You call your mama on the phone. She says the same thing. But you're going to put your fingers in your ear and ignore what God's trying to say. You get scared because you really don't mess with Texas. I tell you what, you really don't. You can't break the law in Texas and go up there and say, hey, I didn't know that was a law. Ignorance of the law is no excuse anywhere in our nation. The same thing with the will of God for your life. Ignorance of the will of God for your life will be no excuse on Judgment Day, because the Holy Ghost was willing to reveal his will to you concerning your life. The curse of the Lord is upon the house of the wicked. That stubborn person, amen. God's not deaf. He's not mute, and he's not an introvert. Maybe, amen. I just say that because I'm extroverted, amen. He wants to speak to everybody. But he blesses the habitation of the just. Just people, listen, and the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Amen. So if you want to get blessed, amen, do what just people do. Just people do this. They just live by faith. Everybody say, just live by faith. The just live by faith. Just live by faith. Hallelujah. And we're learning how to live by faith. Some of you don't understand that God works this way. I'm just going to read you a prophecy that was given to us. And this thing was just spit out at the end of a service, probably somewhat like this, just real quick. And the reason why I want to read it, because there was a sign. And how many, Terry was in church on Sunday night. That's a sign and a wonder, whether you realize it or not. Terry being in church on Sunday night to us was a sign and a wonder. And I tell you why it was a sign. Because I hadn't seen Terry in so long. And the last thing I heard, she had told people, stop calling my house. Right? And then all of a sudden, she just pops up at church and she's right there. Well, that's big deal, whoop-de-doo, right? Well, and on this week, every teaching that I kind of opened up to cut something off on, and Terry doesn't come to that many services, I would fall on a place where I was talking to Terry. Aren't you glad to see Terry here? Now we're going to pray for Terry. Terry, 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 everywhere. Isn't that strange? But we hardly would ever mention, but I could understand the things. But with Terry, you don't usually see Terry. You don't usually speak. So we have over 900, probably maybe about 500, I guess, about 500 teachings on this computer. And everyone I'd pop up, she'd be in there. And then yet on Sunday night, Terry pops up at church. I was listening to this teaching. I started editing one by chance. And as I was editing this teaching by chance, guess what it said? It said, how many of you are so glad to see Terry here? How many of y'all are happy to see Terry here? I said that real loud. Amen. And then all of a sudden, I just yelled, said, bless the Lord for Terry. And all of a sudden, I just started to pray in the Holy Ghost. And all of a sudden, this prophetic word popped out. And we had the prophetic word transcribed. We're putting it on the website for people. And it ended up being this long. But do you know what it did? This word was given in January. It's just coming to pass right now. I'm going to read you something. It won't take that long. I'll read it real fast. If you covenant to rejoice, this is a prophetic word if you believe in prophecy. When sinners return, if you rejoice with the angels when that happens, I will bless you again and again. Anybody want a reason to get blessed? So one way that you can add blessing on is just rejoicing when sinners return. Amen. When you appreciate people coming, I will bless you again and again for it. Be grateful when I grace you with visitors and different things and when people return. For it's a miracle. Then it said, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Show your love and appreciation and I'll bless you again and again and again. Rejoice when that happens. It's a miracle. You see, we heard that word today, and we see these four people sitting right here. We haven't done anything about it. Went in one ear and out the other ear. Amen. This is not an idea. This is an opportunity. Tell somebody, the word of God is not just an idea. It's an opportunity to be blessed. You have been negligent in that area, even tonight. But if you change your actions in that area and start to worship me when sinners return and people get saved, when people get healed, when people get filled with the Spirit, when people come to church, that is something I'll do. If you start to bless me as I do these things, I'll do it again and again and again and again and again. Because I've done great things for you and you haven't said thank you. There have been people saved, glory to God. I've got some of your family members, says the Lord. I've had them come to church more this past year than they've ever come to church. But you have not said thank you. I've done great and mighty things, and I want you to tell me thank you, says the Lord. Everybody say thank you.
Thank you.
Just say thank you right now. All right. I want you to tell me thank you. Don't wait for them to go away and then come to me and come to my throne crying about it. When I get angels to go their way and get them in the house of God and get them to love the Lord, you need to show your appreciation. Derek and Ryan, Tracy, we spend more time talking to God about our relatives when something goes wrong than when something goes right. You know, you let one of your relatives get sick, you'd be at the throne crying, praying, believing God. Would you go to the throne of God if they showed up at church? But if you start to do that, boy, I'll do it again. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. I'll do it again. Amen. Don't just knock on doors and go street witnessing and all those things. Do those things. Amen. But when they come into the house of God, you worship me for their attendance. You start to worship me with grateful hearts and thanksgiving, and I'll start to do something. It's called spiritual evangelism. Spiritual evangelism, spiritual evangelism. Why? Think about this. Are so many getting saved at Lakewood, even before Pastor Joel took over? When souls would come down to the altar and give their hearts to Jesus Christ, the whole house would start to rejoice and thank me and to praise me with thanks offerings. Hallelujah. That spirit of worship and praise. Amen. When you praise me, I'll do it again. Hallelujah. Whenever I do something in your midst, as I taught you before, when is it fit to have a Holy Ghost fit? Apply those principles to your life and watch yourself prevail. Start to thank me. Start to worship me. Start to worship me for the things I've already done. Don't forget to give me praise. Don't forget to give me my glory. Don't forget to worship me. Keep it on your mind. Keep it on your hearts. And I'll keep doing things again and again and again. Don't be ungrateful, but be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. For I put miracles in your midst. I put miracles in your midst. I delivered people from death and set them in your presence. I put people from death and allowed them, and I've allowed you to love and grace them and to save them out of situations and to do certain things. And you have never said thank you. There is a lot charged to your account. But start to worship me for souls. Everybody say that. Start to worship me for souls. God's about to come back, people. There's a miracle of evangelism that needs to take place. I mean, anything could happen and all hell would bust wide open. Do you know that? Just one little terrorist freak could do one thing and all hell could bust wide open all throughout the earth. We need a move of God. Amen. I'm almost there, but I want you to get this in your heart. As you start to do this, I'll pour out an anointing. 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 I'll pour out an anointing on it. I'll call something to happen. Amen. That you will know that it was me, this word that I speak, that it is true, says the Lord. This is January the 9th. As you start to do those things, you'll notice that it will start to pick up even more. The soul that you thank me for, I'll give you 10 times more. But let it be sincere. Don't let your love wax cold. I'll pour out an anointing. So thank me, so thank me, so thank me and praise me, for I did a great thing when Terry came in here tonight. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. It's a miracle. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It goes on praising God. Now, it goes on to say a couple things right here. And this is all under the thing. Now, I want you to notice that God said in the prophecy, I did something great when Terry came in here tonight. Okay, notice that he mentioned Terry there. Let's thank him for Richard being here tonight. Drove all the way down here from that direction, and we think we're out of the spirit here. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Let's just thank the Lord for salvation. Thank God for that. Thank God that Rex came back this year. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank God that he saved Dean this year. And the devil hasn't been able to take him out of the house of God. He's still standing strong. Thank God for that. Thank God that when waves came up against Crystal and different things came there to shake her from her place and to shake her from this house, the angels of God held her in her place. Thank God it was God that did that. Thank God it was God that did that. Now here we go. This is what's really unique. In the area of attendance with nations thirst, there have been many things that have hindered growth. But I say unto you, that's the first thing. That's the foundational blockage. That's the financial blockage. For this house, from this house receiving increase. But as you rebuke that spirit, direction, people, all the way back in January, God's talking about this. As you rebuke that spirit and turn to me and start being grateful for souls, that's all we got to do. Rebuke that spirit and start being grateful for souls and start to love. As you rebuke that spirit and turn to me and start being grateful for souls and start to love and start to do those things, I'll reverse the curse. Hallelujah. Then he said again, I'll reverse the curse. Oh, I'm afraid to say something. Those that have faith agree with me right now. It's hard to believe this. It's hard to believe this. I heard this in the bathroom, and I know I did, because I can remember it. Amen. And I don't even care about this anymore. I've humbled myself in that area, but this will be known as the fastest growing church in America. He'll take it from nothing. This was spoken in January. He'll take it from nothing. He'll take it from nothing. It's said that again. Where you couldn't keep 10 and cause it to grow and to be the fastest growing church in America. Every message I picked up, this word was just, I'd pick up another teaching and all the first thing to say, be grateful, you know, whatever. I mean, you know, we're around here walking in a daze or something like that, you know. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why we're reading. A lot of people don't want to do this anymore. That's why God's not doing great things in the body of Christ, because we refuse to do things God's way. Amen? He'll take it from nothing where you couldn't keep 10 and cause it to grow and to be the fastest growing church in America. Why? Because we thank God whenever he brings somebody into the house. That's how it's done. And you'll give God the glory. And you'll give God the glory because you know what you can do, absolutely nothing. But when you start to worship me, you'll realize God doesn't. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain. And if it's hard for you to do that, ask me and I'll help you. I'll give you ways of the Spirit during those times to bless you. That's called the joy of salvation. The joy, restoring the joy of salvation. God's been speaking that a lot to us over the last 3 or 4 days. And I don't understand it all, but it's about the joy of salvation, the joy of salvation. I haven't got it all there yet, and I haven't figured it all out, but that's what God wants to restore to us, the joy of salvation. Listen to this. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord says, I'm pulling up out of the muck and out of the miry clay, out of the muck, out of the clay, out of unexpected places, generals. I'll change their lives around, and where they were seem unstable, hallelujah, I'll give them stability. God says, I know where the diamonds are. I know where the diamonds are. And I'm going to pull some coal out of the ground and put the pressure of the Holy Ghost on it, and they'll come out diamonds. They'll come out diamonds. They'll come out diamonds. For I put diamonds in your midst, but you're seeing through the eyes of the flesh. You need to see through the eyes of the Spirit, for they have great potential. They have great potential. They have great potential, says the Lord. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost and start to tell each other, I thank God for you.
I thank God for you.
Hallelujah. And it goes on. I think it, not getting into a bunch of other stuff, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's just some personal stuff there. Somebody say hallelujah. So just stand up on that. We're 9:35. We can get out of here. Amen. Now, what you do when you hear a word, what you do when you hear a word is you're supposed to judge it and prove it. How do you judge a word and how do you prove a word? You're supposed to take that thing, write some stuff down. Amen. Take it to the Bible. Take it to the Word of God. It should line up with the Word of God. If it doesn't line up to the Word of God, if it's contrary to the Word of God, to the will of God, guess what? It didn't come from God. Amen. But after you've proven that Word, walk in it and be obedient with it. And in this Word, somebody say hallelujah, there are blessings. And there's a blessing. And the only thing God wants you to do is just appreciate people. And it sounds like common sense. Don't nobody want to be where they're not appreciated. So just let people know that you love them, that you care about them, and that you appreciate it. And God says he'll do it again and again and again. And God also said, the soul that you tell me that you are grateful for or the soul that you thank God for, God will give you 10 times more. That means if it's a sincere heart, that 1, 2, 3, 4, that if you really from your heart, not just in the flesh, but from your heart, we're happy to see people and really love them with the love of God, that means that, you know what, that would turn into 40. That's a miracle. God can do it. I'm finished, but by accident, I would just take time to get in prayer and just to hear the Word of God and wash it over in your spirit so you're able to do it. So say, Father, right now, I thank you. Thank you, Father, for all the souls that you brought us in contact for. Let me see what you see concerning them right now in the name of Jesus.
If I can hear from you,
if I can hear,
then I'll know.